here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 29th of July, 2017. It's the birthday of the newspaper columnist Don Marquis, born in Walnut, Illinois, 1878, who invented the characters Archie the Cockroach and Mehitabel the Alley Cat. It's the birthday of Alexis de Tocqueville, born in Paris, 1805. He was 25 years old when the French sent him to America to study the American prison system, spent 9 months traveling around the country taking notes. And a few years later, he published his famous book, Democracy in America. Alexis de Tocqueville, impressed by the fact that American democracy actually worked, he wrote, "America demonstrates invincibly one thing that I had doubted up to now, that the middle classes can govern a state, despite their small passions, their incomplete education, their vulgar habits. They can obviously provide a practical sort of intelligence, and that turns out to be enough." And it's the birthday of the poet Stanley Kunitz, born in Worcester, Massachusetts, 1905. His father committed suicide in a public park before Kunitz was born. His mother erased all traces of the father from the house, refused to talk about him. But she did not destroy the books that the father had left behind, including the dictionary, which became one of Stanley Kunitz's favorite books. He opened it up every day to find a new word. He liked big words like eleemosynary or phantasmagoria. His first job was riding a horse down the streets of Worcester and lighting the gas lamps at night. He became a reporter for the Worcester Telegram, went off to Harvard, stayed for his master's degree, lived on a big farm in Connecticut, worked as a reporter and a farmer, was drafted into World War II, became a teacher at Bennington College, where he refused to expel a student who the president of the college wanted to expel. And when the president of Bennington showed up at Kunitz's house, Kunitz took a potted plant and threw it in the president's face and then left for good. His third book came out in 1958, Selected Poems. It was rejected by 8 publishers, 3 of whom even refused to read it. And when it was finally published, it won the Pulitzer Prize. Stanley Kunitz, who said, "It is out of the dailiness of life that one is driven into the deepest recesses of the self." Here's a poem for today by Gerard Manley Hopkins, "My Own Heart." My own heart, let me more have pity on, let me live to my sad self hereafter kind, charitable, not live this tormented mind, with this tormented mind tormenting yet. Least for comfort I can no more get by groping round my comfortless than blind eyes in their dark can day or thirst can find, thirsts all, in all a world of wet. Soul, self, come, poor Jack self, I do advise you, jaded, let be, call off thoughts a while elsewhere, leave comfort, root, room, let joy sighs at God knows when to God knows what, whose smile is not wrung, see you unforeseen times rather as skies between pie mountains lights a lovely mile." My Own Heart, a poem by Gerard Manley Hopkins. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can subscribe to the Poetry Magazine podcast and the Poetry Off the Shelf podcast in the iTunes Store or listen at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.